It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanibonani Dumelang, Amsheni Molweni Bonjour. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiskop. My hair is growing, so it's winter, but I'm still going to do my Chiskop. I still am the most handsome guy in the Chiskop on this side of the equator. I don't get to do the show alone. I'm doing it these days. She's firing on all cylinders in terms of her fabulosity. She's got a glow, and you know, in traditional culture, someone who has this glow, we should be expecting something in the oven. I'm not sure if there is something in the oven. Oskumi, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm not baking.
Oh, sorry, because Kishemile glow, kiri, way.
I'm not baking.
In this blackout, you are the only light. Excuse me, pun intended.
Wow.
You are the only light in these blackout times. I hope everybody, despite the blackout, that you will be able to interact with us in Komaninati. We have to put this disclaimer. We do have our resident expert, but because he's load shedding on his side of the equator, we might have some technical difficulties, but we're trying. I mean, our technical side will always try to make sure that you hear all that he has to do. Today we're not laughing, we're not sad, but we are on our serious mode. What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about mental health in relationships.
Yes.
Especially during COVID, you know, how couples tackled mental issues during COVID, because a lot of couples were locked down together.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of issues came up. A lot of mental issues might have come up. A lot of things might have triggered, you know, some people, which led to now them being, I don't want to say unstable, but not being okay mentally.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to be unpacking that today.
We're talking about mental health. And I get sad when we talk about this, because I think for us, especially when I was home, people who grew up in the African side of things, when we talk about mental health, there's always this perception that mental health does not exist.
Yeah, it's a white thing.
Yeah, depression does not exist.
Yeah.
Bipolar, etc., etc. So all these things do not exist.
That's true.
But to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in this very, very, I call it complex world, where intwencane is not intwencane.
Yes.
You know, depression is not just depression. It's not somebody who's just feeling unnaturally moods.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So we're going to be talking about that and how all of this has impacted us and our relationships. And all of this came to light, and I think that's another thing that upsets me. We have to wait for something big to happen for us to react. I mean, it took the whole thing with AKA and his fiance. And again, we're not going to mention everything, because again, we're only going to take what we know. But based on the interview that AKA told us, it seems that the fiance, Nelly, had mental issues.
Yeah, allegedly.
So we're going to be talking about that, and we have our much learned and much appreciated and much loved psychologist in J.P. Mueller. J.P. Mueller, you're part of the furniture now. I can't even say greet you. Welcome to Jordan Sex Podcast.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
We're fabulous.
JP, we're talking mental health. We're talking mental health and in relationships. JP, in a nutshell, when we talk mental health, before we talk about it in relationships, what are we talking about when we say mental health?
Yeah, it's just as you think of. Very interesting. But mental health is something you can't see on the outside always. So it's not physically there's blood flowing outside, but inside it hurts. So it's the feelings, the brain, that the chemicals not flowing perfectly, not balancing the gamma rays and all the rays in the brain is not calibrated, and the beta rays. and then people react in a different way as they're supposed to, or they can't control themselves and they feel overwhelmed, and then they don't function normally.
Wow. So JP, what then in relationships? So you would probably, I would assume that you have a lot of people who come to you and will talk to you about this. Who are in relationships? What have you picked up? Are some of the reasons that would trigger that mental health? What would trigger depression? What would trigger somebody? If we go with what we know from reports, as far as the AKA, as we mentioned in the intro, if we go with what the reports say, what would trigger somebody to commit suicide and all these things? What would trigger that mental health?
Yeah, so very interesting enough. So they say 18% of people who were diagnosed with COVID-19 were actually diagnosed later with a mental health disorder, such as anxiety or a mood disorder.
Sure.
And then, as you guys said, in South Africa, it actually showed that people with a history of childhood trauma, this actually can make them more vulnerable now for either depression and things coming out now. They call it a subsequently predisposition
yeah.
in that individual. And then this pandemic, as you guys said, just brought it out. So things like unemployment, helping kids at school, working from home, and keeping everyone safe and everyone healthy, that overwhelms people. And then this actually leads to people that have insomnia, eating disorders, alcohol consumption and substance use and abuse coming out like skyrocketing. And worsening of their chronic conditions that they had before as well. And this then obviously leads them to gender-based violence, weaker impulse control. Now more ladies actually want to quit their jobs or work less time so that they can look after the kids. And then the guys then again on their side feel, well, now we're unemployed. We're not looking strong financially, so now are we ever going to get somebody in a relationship? Are we still going to be attractive for my partner? And then will they still go for me?
Now, JP, a lot of people lately are aware of their mental health issues. And they are seeking help. They're seeking treatment. How then do you, as a partner, when your person comes to you and says, these are my issues, how then do you help them?
Yeah. Without.
Sorry,
I think I'll let Khumi just repeat the question.
How do you help your partner who has mental health issues?
Without judging,
you're completely correct. So without judging, so it's called empathy. So not sympathy, we're not feeling sorry for them. We have empathy, we have understanding for these emotions arising because of all these different stressors that are impacting them and all these triggers that are arising, especially because of COVID. So first of all, communicate, talk about it. You cannot keep it bottled up, that other person can't smell if you don't feel well. Secondly, send each other constant messages of hope, just to encourage each other and to lift each other.
JP?
Mood up.
Sorry, JP. Line is doing funny things. Can you just maybe just repeat what you just said before you jumped into your next point?
Okay. So we are sending messages of hope for each other. We communicate. We listen to each other with empathy and understanding, not just sympathy and feeling sorry for them. And then when they communicate with you, then you can take it further. So then you can go look for help. You can work through it together. But now on the other side, the research says that people who are in a bad quality relationship, that actually makes the risk for depressive symptoms even 3 times as much as somebody who is single and going through that same thing on their own.
Sure.
So it's interesting. So some people say, yes, get support, but not always just from a partner, but sometimes maybe you need something out like from SADAC, Lifeline, and psychologist counselors, and other people at whichever faith institution you're at.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, JB, I think I have 2 more questions before we conclude. Firstly, do you think, as South Africa, are we handling? Do we have the right handle in terms of mental health as a country?
Yeah.
Because we have currently gender-based violence that is spooling out of control. Just listen yeah. today, a guy who from Limpopo who was given I think 5 life sentences, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So do we have the handle in terms of to handle mental health as far as that is concerned? Because if you ask me, JP, somebody beautifully put it in a quote, you know, we are a broken people with happy pictures.
Beautiful pictures.
With beautiful pictures. Yeah. Because what we see appears to be okay, appears to be fine. But deep down, there's a lot of brokenness. So as South Africa, do you think we've got the right handle in terms of mental health in the relationship context?
True. Currently, I don't think so, no. And a lot of research shows that there's not enough of money, not enough support. We don't have enough people and power and resources to help and support everyone, especially with South African socioeconomic issues. We can't just do online teletherapy. We can't just do phone call therapy because people don't have money.
Mm.
So people must think, like, if we go into the next lockdown, do they want to go back in that lockdown with this person that they are currently with to experience the same things with? Is it worth it? Because we don't know what's going to happen now. We see all the COVID numbers rising again. But then on the other hand, we can be positive about it and say bad times show the best relationships as well. Because we are being tested. We are in each other's faces and little things come up now. So then we can actually from the, power, control, or influences comes from this perfect storm, as they call it.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand together and work through it together? Or are we rather going to say, hey, this is not working. You cannot abuse me. You cannot hurt me. You cannot whatever. I need out. I need to go. This is not working for me. And then find your own place. Go back to family and live your life in a safe environment because safety comes first.
JB, finally, you put it beautifully. You're saying it's we have to fight and not take flight in this case. JB, as an expert, what as partners, what should we look out for somebody who might have symptoms of mental health? And second, secondly, where can people get help? Because I mean, obviously, those who have money will get the medical treatments, you know, and get the medicine and all those. But again, you touched on the socioeconomic gap. The economic gap that we live in. So how can people get help? But what should people look out for, base and everything? What should we look out for in our partners to think, okay, maybe this is a red flag that we need to be cognizant of?
So I think when people say something is up, you shouldn't take it lightly, especially if they talk about suicide and things like that. Secondly, look at their behavior. If they start to act out, if they start to act differently, ask why. There must be a reason why. There must be something underlying. Unconscious, maybe or maybe not. If people don't sleep well, why aren't they sleeping well? You know, talk about it and just check in regularly. You don't have to every day sit for a family meeting, but check in. Hey, are you okay? How are you doing? Is things at work okay? You know, so just check in with each other and even with family members, with friends, to support each other and just let each other know you are there for each other when the other person needs you, so they know there is a safety line. And then SADC and Lifeline, I did give their numbers and details before, and they are for free, and they have toll-free numbers you can call from any phone, and they will give you 24/7 counseling. They even have a WhatsApp number now at Lifeline that you guys can contact at any time.
I'm glad that we also have you on our hotline, that we can get a hold of you 24 hours, JP. And big thank you again for your insight. And keep safe, JP, and stay blessed.
Thank you. You too as well.
Cheers, JP.
Thank you, JP.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Cheers. Most of them, I think I just felt like quite heavy even talking about this particular topic. But I think we need to say this. And if there was a volume in our studios, I was going to actually amplify my voice to say this. When somebody everything matters. When somebody says they're not okay, it's not because they're feeling moody or hey, they want to be box fresh or I give menopause, as they will say with females. Mm-hmm. We need to really, because the social context we live in now, we need to really be woke. You know, when somebody is saying, hey, I feel like killing myself.
At first
it used to be a statement of attention seeking, but all these things that JP mentioned towards the end are things that we need to really now be very, very cognizant of, because it really takes something really small, small in inverted commas, for the worst to happen. And you do not, trust me, you do not want to find yourself being on the other side of the spectrum, feeling that it could have, should have prevented the worst that could have happened. Khumi?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, with a lot of people coming out, talking about and sharing their experiences with mental health, it's opened my eyes. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us will casually say, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Because you had a bad day, you know. We use that term so loosely, forgetting that there are people who are actually depressed.
And who are not okay.
And they are not okay, and they're battling with it. They've been battling with it, and they really don't know what to do anymore. Hence, then you hear stories about this person killed themselves, and then it turns out that they were suffering from depression.
Mm.
You know, this now brings to mind the KCIWHP.
Yep.
You know, a lot of us didn't know that he was battling with depression.
Because he looked okay again.
He looked okay, you know, until at the very end when he took his life. Then it was like, but oh my gosh. You know, and then when things like that happen, then I become now more aware.
Mm.
You know, and my vocabulary changes as well. If I had a bad day, I say I had a bad day.
Mm.
If I'm having a bad experience with something, I say, this is not working for me, it's not good. I'd no longer say, I'm depressed.
Because it socially it means something greater.
Yes.
Social,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could easily say that to somebody, and then they could, out of concern, say, oh, but there's help for you. Can't you know? I'm not really depressed.
Mm. Mm.
You know, my boyfriend just broke up with me, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, those are two completely different issues. So I think as a society, we need to be cognizant of such things.
And sensitive.
And sensitive, yes. Very, very sensitive, because there are people who are genuinely struggling with this.
While Khumi is loading, I saw she's loading all the contact details on her WhatsApp. She will share with them in a bit. Another thing, and most importantly, JP mentioned it, and I used to be iffy about it, because I thought Mklamba would be a watchdog, but it seems like it's important. Checking the pulse. You know, are you heavy? Hi, how's your day? You know, hi, are you good?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know, just finding out, nothing malicious, you don't want anything. You're just checking the pulse, Khore. Is everything still going okay? Are you okay? You know, and in this world where we are so busy and so consumed by so many things, we tend to take that text or that message for granted when somebody asks you, how are you feeling?
And I think also another thing, especially in relationships, whether they are platonic relationships or romantic relationships, it's not easy to talk. It's not easy to open up.
Mm.
You know, you might genuinely be going through something, but it's not easy for you to pick up the phone and say, hi, Chumi, I'm seeing flames. Or to say to your person, baby, I know, no. Something is not right, you know. So I think we need to get to a point where we learn to open up.
And make it okay.
And as partners, Lirena, we need to be a safe safe space and a safety net for our partners so that when they do open up, they don't feel judged. You know, we should learn to truly listen and not just hear what they're saying, but to actually listen to what they're saying and help them deal with what, you know, they're going through.
You're reminding me of my grandmother right now. Listening is a skill mastered by very few people.
That is so true.
And I think, I will say it, the days of just us having sex and then there's no pillow talk. The pillow talk has changed completely. Mm-hmm. The pillow talk has changed completely. And when we have things like mental health, the pillow talks become that much essential. And that's where we also are able to engage if things are okay. Oskumi, I think you have all the details in terms of where people can get the necessary help. And then thereafter, Oskumi, like she always does, will share our interactive social media platforms.
Yes. People can contact SADC on... Wait, let me just look for the number here. This is... Yes. It's 0800-567-567. Mm-hmm. And then Lifeline, the toll-free number is 0861-322-322.
Please, guys, make
but
sure.
We'll also share those numbers on our social media platform.
Yeah, guys. It doesn't mean you're weak. Again.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. No, in fact, you not saying anything is a sign of weakness. Yeah. You saying that you are not feeling okay is actually a sign of strength, yeah. I personally feel.
Hence, at the end of every episode, I say, be kind to one another, because that's another thing that we don't do. We are so harsh and so vile towards each other. You don't know what the next person is going
to do.
And that thing that you say lightly or you say jokingly could actually be hurting them because they're going through the most.
Yeah.
You know, so we should always, always be kind to one another.
As much as we can.
Yes.
Oskumi, how can people be interactive with us and be kind to us?
And be kind to us. Yes, they should be kind to us, actually. On Twitter, at DailySunSA, or
yes.
Facebook, DailySun. Or they can find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
Oh, it's /Mjolo. We have all our podcast episodes there. Big thank you to JP. Big thank you to you for listening. We are rapidly closing in on that 100,000 downloads, rapidly. And again, it's because of you. You, yes, you, the one who rewinds, pause, go back, listen again and again and again. We want to say thank you to you. It is the winter season. It is a season where the actual blankets become heavy. So you want the human blanket. And something tells me we're going to have that conversation in one of our episodes.
We're going to have that conversation real soon.
So, guys, if you're going to be having a human blanket, as Humi says, guys, keep it strapped.
Yes, let's be safe, guys. Let's be safe at all times.
Yeah, guys, we're on a third wave in terms of the other pandemic. We don't want another pandemic to materialize, guys. We want to keep the fight to COVID and not something else.
As always.
Yes. Big thank you to you for listening. Once again, for me, I'm looking Sipela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop. I'm in yellow today, and it's not because Sundowns won the league, by the way.
Okay, skempe. Skempe. That wasn't necessary, though. Like, we were doing so well.
Oh, sorry.
Started on high, now we're going to have to end on a low.
Askies.
Gosh. This guy.
And... from the lady who lately the Bengals are quiet, so I'm not sure if the Bengals have retired.
No, the Bengals are taking a break because it's winter. Yeah, oh. The Bengals come out to play in summer. That's when the Bengals come out to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
FYI for me, for your information.
And from me, Romy Siabi, who still does not have an outro.
She doesn't know that's an outro, by the way.
Stop ruining my fun.
Sorry. It's live and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
And truly, guys, we don't mince it. Be really kind to one another.
Yes.
Sharp, sharp.